Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk, in our next segment, and at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Sonia Wasden, a suicide survivor and an expert in mental health disorders, bipolar disorder, anxiety, and OCD. She has a very interesting take on a substance called ketamine. Ketamine, for many years, was a party drug, but now it's getting a reputation for being a wonderful antidepressant and mental health stabilizer. Ketamine is a anesthetic. It was used in recreationally for many years, and as it turns out, like a lot of drugs that have a reputation for being use recreationally speaking, things like psilocybin and MDMA, so-called ecstasy, and marijuana, all are exhibiting some very interesting therapeutic benefits. Ketamine is like that, and we'll talk to Sonia Wasden about ketamine and about mental health disorders. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls. This next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can make some money at the same time. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to start a business for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and be a longevity distributor. We can help you build your longevity business if you're the kind of person that likes to help people, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can be a longevity distributor, and we can help you. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, Sonia Wasden at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk ketamine and anxiety and bipolar disorder and OCD and suicide survival with Sonia Wasden. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Want to continue talking about digestive and metabolic and food enzymes. The life force, the carriers of the life force. Enzymes are nothing less than the carriers of the life force. In fact, they have been referred to as the fundamental units of life. No enzymes, no life. In fact, even death, as we said before, is really a function of enzymes. The body deteriorates and decays upon death via the action of enzymes. So all biological processes, all biochemical processes, all chemical processes involve enzymes. These things are so unbelievably valuable. You very rarely hear about their health import. In Europe, they're used as medicine. And Dr. Edward Howell wrote a whole bunch of books on the importance of enzymes. If you want a really good book on enzymes, get Food Enzymes, Health, and Longevity. And this came out, when did this come out here? This came out in the 1980s, I think, early 1980s. Actually, no, this came out in 1994. Enzymes have been used to treat mental health disorders, digestive enzymes, that is, especially autism. It's a really cool book called Enzymes, Enzyme Therapy by Dr. Anthony J. Cichoke, C-I-C-H-O-K-E, Cichoke, I'm not sure how he says that, that talks about using enzymes for autism. There's a couple of really good books on enzymes and autism. Dr. Natasha Kinsky-Campbell wrote a really interesting book called Gut and Psychology Syndrome with the GAPS Diet, which talks about using enzymes for mental health disorders and psychiatric disorders. One of the really interesting places where enzymes can have, digestive enzymes, that is, can have a health benefit is for folks who are dealing with diabetes. Not that enzymes will have an anti-diabetic effect, but enzymes can help reduce the load on the pancreas, specifically an enzyme called pancreatin, which is a pancreatic enzyme. And again, it's not necessarily going to improve diabetic symptoms or improve blood sugar control, but it may be able to reduce the work that the pancreas has to do. Digestive enzymes, or enzymes in general, the stuff of life. No chemical reaction occurs without them. There's thousands upon thousands of them in the human body. Nobody really knows how many there are in the human body. I've heard all kinds of numbers. As we said yesterday, you have three major types of digestive enzymes. There's enzymes that digest protein. There's enzymes that digest fat. And there's enzymes that digest starches. The enzymes that digest starches begin in your mouth. Your mouth contains enzymes called amylases, saliva does. And this is one of the reasons why it's important to chew your food. In fact, the more you chew your food, the easier it's going to be on your natural pancreatic and digestive enzymes. So chewing your food 100 times, as your mom might have said, is really a very important enzyme-sparing health strategy. There's all kinds of digestive enzymes, by the way. Proteases and amylases and lipases are not the only ones. There's maltases, which convert complex sugars from grains into glucose. There's lactase, which digests milk sugar. Those folks who are lactose intolerant have an inability to produce lactase, hence lactose intolerance. Phytase helps with overall digestion, especially in producing B vitamins. And then sucrase is an enzyme that helps digest most sugars. Humans lack certain enzymes that can help break down certain starches that are found in vegetables. And a lot of people will have problems digesting vegetables because of their inability to produce cellulase. Cellulase, remember, A-S-E, ace at the end of a word, refers to the fact that a molecule is an enzyme. Cellulase helps the body digest cellulose. Cellulose and pectin and resistant starches are collectively referred to as fiber, and fiber is technically a non-digestible carbohydrate, and it's non-reactive to enzymes. As it turns out, this is actually a good thing, the fact that fiber does not get broken down, because the fact that we can't process fiber, we can't break down fiber, means that that fiber will survive the digestive process intact. And it can travel along the intestine and act like a little broom that sweeps out toxins and excess moisture or absorbs excess moisture and can contribute to the bulk of the stool and serve as a source of nourishment for the bacteria that live inside our intestine, so-called microbiome. As we age, this does not happen. As we age, our ability to produce enzymes declines. Everything declines as we age, and this insufficiency, this decline in natural enzyme production is at least partially responsible for this epidemic that we seem to be dealing with in digestive illnesses. Some 80 million Americans are dealing with chronic digestive illnesses. Collectively, Americans spend $50 billion a year in digestive health strategies, digestive health drugs, digestive health supplements, and visits to the GI specialist. 158 million restricted activity days of lost productivity and 105 million doctor visits a year due to digestive problems. A lot of that has to do with enzyme deficiencies, and that's where eating raw veggies and raw food comes in. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls momentarily. Sonia Watson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about mental health and ketamine, the dissociative anesthetic, technically. It helps you, it's used to, for surgery. It's used for animal surgery, actually. And,
It also has a disassociative quality. It takes you out of your body. It numbs your body, so you just leave your body. And this is why it's used recreationally for folks who want to do who want to have out-of-body experiences, I suppose. There was a guy named John Lilly. I don't know how many of you guys ever heard of a scientist named John Lilly, who used to talk, he wrote a lot about it, and he used to use ketamine and go into a sensory deprivation tank and experience all kinds of interesting altered mental states. In any case, ketamine is now being used as an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety drug, and Sonia Wasson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about ketamine as well as other mental health issues, and then your calls here coming up, 844-236-6010. Just a couple more things. Actually, there's a lot of things I want to talk about with enzymes. There's a really important role for enzymes when it comes to autoimmune diseases. As we've said before, autoimmunity is the end result of incompletely digested particles that get into the bloodstream through a leaky gut. Under conditions of enzyme deficiency, we don't digest our food properly. Little pieces of protein can leak into the bloodstream through a leaky gut. And this is one of the reasons why we end up with immune problems inside the blood and in the organs of the body. Autoimmune disease is a great mystery to the medical model, but if you understand the biological processes of digestion and incomplete digestion and leaky gut, it makes perfect sense how the immune system would get hyped up and would start to become reactive against its own organs and its own tissues under conditions of digestive deficiencies and leaky gut issues. If you have an autoimmune disease, one of the best things you can do is fast, as Terry Walls has talked about in her book, The Walls Protocol. Dr. Walls cured herself, of multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disease that, according to the medical model, has no known cure. She cured herself simply by fasting. Get a book called The Walls Protocol. Dr. Terry Walls has been on the Bright Side, W-A-H-L-S, Walls, Dr. Terry Walls. When we talk about enzymes, we mostly talk about stomach enzymes, but the master enzyme manufacturing system in the body, the headquarters for the production of digestive enzymes, is the pancreas. This is why pancreatin can be helpful for folks who are dealing with digestive problems. When food passes through the stomach and drops into the intestine, the pancreas blasts the food with a massive hit of digestive enzymes. And the pancreas is stimulated to secrete its enzymes by acid. So if you have, after you digest your food at the level of the stomach, that food drops into the intestine at a low pH. It's acidified if you're making enough stomach acid. If you're not making enough stomach acid, that food that drops into the intestine is not going to have the right pH, and you're not going to get that hit of enzymes. In other words, the pancreas needs the food to be acidic in order for it to hit that food with a blast of enzymes at the point of the intestine. If you're on Nexium or if you're taking acids, that's not going to happen as effectively. As we age, we said yesterday, we don't make enough stomach acid, and that, again, will compromise pancreatic enzyme secretion at the level of the intestine. That is going to throw off digestion. That's going to throw off bacteria in the gut. That's going to lead to the problem of incompletely digested proteins, which can leak into the bloodstream, causing autoimmune issues. It can account for loose stools. It account for stomach cramping. All of these are associated with enzyme deficiencies, which is why you want to take your digestive enzymes, your ultimate enzymes, with your meals, especially with a little bit of apple cider vinegar to activate those enzymes. And then one last thing about digestive enzymes, and then we'll take our calls, 844-236-6010. If you're going into surgery, take enzymes, digestive enzymes, before surgery and after surgery. Not only will they improve the prognosis of the surgery, not only will they reduce the pain that's associated with surgery, not only will they speed healing that's associated with surgery or after surgery, but they will also help prevent the formation of scar tissue and fibroses that occurs after surgery. Most people have a little bit of scar tissue or a little bit of fibrosis after surgery, and that can wreak havoc on the body for years. It can cause all kinds of permanent or at least semi-permanent health challenges. Digestive enzymes taken on an empty stomach pre-surgery and post-surgery can minimize or reduce the chances, reduce the risks of the formation of scar tissue and fibers, which can, wreak havoc on health for the rest of your life, potentially. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Sonia Wasson at the bottom of the hour. We talk mental health and ketamine. Let's go to my friend Lydia. Nice to see you, Lydia. What's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Where you been?
I have been busy, yeah. Very busy.
Yeah, what are you doing these days?
Well, I'd love to tell you what I did last night, but it's a little out there for most people. I'll just tell you, it's no big deal, but I just know the judges out there. But I went to a guy who's all about Ouija boards, and it was really interesting. It was just, the guy's totally into it, and it was just interesting to hear about, because there's a lot of fear based on there, and I like about the spirit world and the spirituality and stuff. So it was fun for me, but that's not why I'm calling it. I really have a really important question I want to ask you, and I know my time is limited, so I want to rush here with that. I have a friend who has been diagnosed with bipolar mania, and he's been that way for 40 years, and he's been on lithium carbonate for 40 years. Now, he's also, within these years, has come up with chronic kidney disease, stage 4, and I've known him, he's been the stage 4 for the last 3 years, and they took him off of it because it was getting, you know, it wasn't doing well. He wasn't doing well, so that's why they took him off it, and now he's better since they've taken him off that. And the thing about his personality is that he is a higher torque person. He's very, you know, he needs meditation. Just saying that what I wanted to say is that I was thinking about lithium orotate because, you know, I've learned about it through the years through you. But that might be the same reason why you can't take lithium carbonate, because maybe it's the same reason. Maybe it's not good for his kidneys, the orotate. I don't know.
Lithium itself can be hard on the kidneys, but in pharmaceutical doses. But here's the thing with bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
Usually, and really with all mental health issues, but especially bipolar disorder, there's usually some kind of trauma underneath. And until you address that, like PTSD kinds of issues or childhood trauma kinds of issues, until you address those, you're just basically masking the problem. Lithium can help stabilize certain things. Lithium acts as a neural stabilizer. It keeps the neurons from overfiring, if you will. And that's what really, from a neurological perspective, that's what the cause bipolar disorder is. But there's when you have a psychological health challenge, there's usually something percolating underneath that's not biochemical. And so you're kind of masking the problem a little bit. Things like depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder, to me, you got to deal with the underlying causes. And there's a lot of grief that's involved. There's a lot of going back to your childhood issues that's involved. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
People don't want to do that. People don't want to do that. That's why we have a whole psychiatric industry where people take serotonin reuptake inhibitors and, you know, various mental health drugs, psychotropic agents. And really what they're doing is they're masking problems that are psychological in nature, not physiologic in nature. We'll talk about that with Sonia coming up, because she's using ketamine to deal with those issues, and I'll have a discussion with her about that. Thanks, Lydia. You should stay in touch with me, though. I miss you.
I will.
All right.
I listen to you all the time. Thank you.
Bye, Lydia. All right. Sonia Wazin coming up on The Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona has struck Puerto Rico 2 days before the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria and 33 years to the day when Hugo landed there. The power grid on the island has been knocked out. In western Alaska, flooding affecting many coastal communities, the result of typhoon remnants in the region. With some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II, unprecedented security measures have been taken. Officials are advising people to stay home to avoid disappointment as they begin to close off the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. There are calls for an international tribunal to take place after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed there so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We are on the air week and evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7 on our website, brightsideben.com. We've got 12 years of archived information with a search engine that you can use to review a topic or if you miss a program or if you want to share a program. We also have all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business. You can also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, where we have news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews. The longevity products are up on all the websites, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on to start a home-based business and be part of the longevity family and part of the Bright Side Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information.
Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and psoriasis and eczema and dry skin and prevention of post-surgical scarring. All our Truth Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Every molecule counts in the Truth Treatment product. You can check them all out at truthtreatments.com with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Sonia Wasden is the author of a book, The Unimpossible Life, which talks about her struggles with mental illness. She's been featured on CBS This Morning. She is a devoted mental health advocate and a suicide survivor. I want to talk about that here in a moment. Sonia Wasden is also an expert on ketamine, which is a dissociative anesthetic. It's used to for anesthesia and surgeries, but also these days it's being used to treat mental health issues. We'll talk to Sonia Wasden about mental health and ketamine on The Bright Side. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Sonia Wasden. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on. So first of all, suicide survivor. Well, that seems like an oxymoron right there.
So,
I don't know how you would survive suicide, but in any case, tell me why you identify that way.
Because I feel like that, you know, I have the bipolar disorder and I've had multiple suicidal ideation episodes, and I've made it through, I mean, I don't know, I've had that struggle and episodes for over 20 years, and after my suicide attempt, a leading psychiatrist came in after the doctor saved my life. I'd been in ICU for several days and woke up, and she said, you know, Sonia, she said, you have been fighting a battle of suicidal episodes for over 20 years. She goes, that's a hell of a battle you've been battling. And she said, you are a suicide survivor, and I want you to continue to survive and thrive. And I just, it just really struck me when she talked to me in the hospital about that, that there's a lot of illnesses that people fight for their lives. Cancer survivors or different things as such. And yes, our illnesses are different, but, you know, there's a lot of similarity in that I think mental illness and physical illnesses are equal in their difficulty and importance.
Mm-hmm. Is it the kind of thing that comes to an end, that culminates, like you heal yourself from it, or are you always fighting it?
I think it's different for different people. I think one person could have a suicidal episode once in their life and never again. I've talked to people that have had that. Or there are people that it continually, you know, they struggle with those type of episodes for the rest of their life. Sometimes maybe it's, you know, one or two, and then, you know, there's people who have never had them and never will. So I think it's a broad spectrum.
Now, what your suicide is not your major problem, or not the major problem you dealt with. You also have bipolar disorder and depression too?
Bipolar disorder, which has emotional regulation problems, which is a depressive episodes within it. And then I have an anxiety disorder and an obsessive compulsive disorder. Yes.
And is this something you've had your whole life?
Yes, it started when I was around 16, but, you know, back then, I'm 51 now, it wasn't really talked about a lot. My dad had the bipolar disorder. He did die from suicide. You know, it runs through families and it runs through mine. And so the doctors think it started developing around when I was 16 when we trace it back. So I've had it for over 30 years.
Would you say you had a traumatic childhood, or would you say an easy childhood, or would you say a normal childhood?
I would say I had a great childhood in so many ways. But as a child, even probably for you, all you know is what you know from your parents, from the neighborhoods you grew up in, the schools you grew up in. You know, it's all you know, so you feel like it's very normal to you. And so, yes, there were some unusual things, having a bipolar father undiagnosed. You know, we just thought, oh, he's eccentric, you know, or, oh.
You thought what? Say that again. You thought what?
We just thought he's eccentric, right?
Eccentric. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like you make up – things in your head, oh, he's just eccentric, or, you know, he's got a big personality, or these different things. But then later you look back and you start realizing, oh, okay, there were some mental health issues along my family, or my grandfather. He was married like 7 times.
Oh,
and
wow.
Twice to my dad's mother, once by gunpoint, right? He made her marry him again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I know. So even him, you know, certain things about him, you just think, oh. But then you start realizing later, oh, hey, that's not really, you know, typical. But there, I mean, but nothing is black and white, right? You know, there's more gray.
Did you have anybody you could count on, or like a rock of stability, your mother or some kind of counselor or somebody when you were young, or were you on your own?
No, I had 6 brothers and sisters. My mother is a rock, and my father was a lovely person. He loved us with his full heart. He was such a good man. And so, like I said, I had a very good childhood, but were there dysfunction in my childhood? Yes, there was.
Wow. And so when did you, how did it culminate where you decided, hey, I got to get some help here?
Well, actually, I, you know, because a lot of the shame and stigma, and nobody wants to belong to a group called crazy, and also, you know, it wasn't talked about a lot back then, that I kind of thought, I knew there was something wrong, you know, there's something wrong, and this isn't, I knew my feelings and my emotions were big, and I was struggling, but I did not want to have a mental illness. I fought it tooth and nail, and my husband actually admitted me to the psychiatric hospital against my will because I did not want to accept that there was something wrong, that I had this mental health illness. I didn't want it.
What were the symptoms that made him, that drove him to do that?
I had done a manic episode, spending over $150,000 on credit cards in 3 months.
Oh, wow.
I had got in a fight with one of my son's teachers at high school and got kicked off the high school property and banned from ever coming back to the high school property.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We got to take a commercial break. But I want to talk about how you addressed all these things. And I especially want to talk about ketamine when we come back, okay?
Sure.
Sonia Wasson is with us. Her book, An Impossible Life. I'm pharmacist Ben Moore with Sonia Wasson on the Bright Side right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Sonia Wasden. Her book is An Impossible Life. Website, SoniaWasden.com. That's SoniaWasden.com. So, Sonia, you hit bottom. You spent all kinds of money on your credit card. Got kicked out of the high school. And so your husband checked you in, and then would you say that that was bottom, and then you turned it around from there?
No, I got diagnosed when I was involuntarily committed to the psychiatric hospital the first
time. Was that a shock?
Time.
Was your diagnosis a shock, or you just kind of, it was no surprise?
No, it was a shock. The bipolar, it was a shock. I think I was in denial. I felt like if I got a mental illness diagnosis, I felt like they were stealing my hope away, that I could not live a life worth living, that I couldn't live a life, which is not accurate. I'm living a beautiful life now, and many people with illnesses of all sorts and disabilities of all sorts are living fabulous lives. I had just gotten to a point where I just didn't believe that I could have that. And so I thought, oh, if I would just feel better, it's not mental illness, something will change. And I felt by them giving me the diagnosis that, no, this is the illness you have, I felt they were spilling my hope. But eventually I did learn to radically accept it. I got on good medicine, good therapy, good medical team, good support. And now I have a beautiful life. So there's hope.
What medicines did they give you?
Well, I've been on lots of different types of antipsychotics. I'm on Lamictal, which is a gold standard for mood stabilizing. I am currently on Abilify. I've been on Geodon. Wow. I've been on Latuda. I've been on all the depressive medications, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, all those. But right now, I'm on Abilify and Latuda. And there's side effects with all medicine, yes.
So tell me about the ketamine. And I know a little bit about ketamine. I actually had a patient who was on ketamine about 30 years ago. And actually, he was on it not like in a non-indicated way. He just got a doctor to write him a prescription for ketamine before anybody knew about it. And I had been studying in pharmacy school as an anesthetic. But lately, it's gotten a lot of press as an antidepressant, anti-anxiety agent. So tell me about your experience with that. First of all, how did you even get into that?
Well, it was funny. I was in one of my depressive episodes because with my bipolar, I tend to struggle with more with the depressive than the mania, although I've had both, and so that's why I am definitely bipolar. I was in a depressive episode. We were at Disneyland. My husband was reading, you know, some news, and I can't remember, was it USA Today or somewhere, there was an article about ketamine. And my husband was just like, oh my gosh, like, we've got to try this. And I was very hesitant, very nervous when I went in to a ketamine clinic, because as you know, at the time, it was 4 years ago, they weren't, you know, FDA approved for the use of depression, yes, for an anesthetic, yes, but not for mental health. And so we went to a ketamine clinic, and I was very nervous, but the guy's like, what do you have to lose? You know, and he was right. You know, try it and it doesn't work, or, you know, try it and it helps you. And so I went ahead and did the whole treatments. I did a series of them, and they did help me. They did. And so but I want to say that with caution too, though, that, you know, for a lot of people, it's just I've talked to, it really works, and it just, you know, for resistant depression, it just really works, and they love it. Some people, it doesn't work. I have a friend who did it, and it didn't work for her resistant medicine depression. And then for me, it did work, and then I did have another episode, a suicidal episode, and I went in and did it, and it wasn't as effective my second round. So I think there's still a lot of ground that has to be covered with it. I think it's a great thing to use in the mental health field. I think it's a great asset. I think it helps a lot of people. But I don't, you know, think people should just be like, oh, it's for 100% going to for sure work for me.
What other non-pharmaceutical strategies or non-pharmacological strategies have you tried, or have you tried anything? Yoga, meditation, diet, supplementation, anything like that?
Yes, all of them.
All of them, okay.
Yes, and so, you know, you're a pharmaceutical Ben, so I have I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the greatest power is a combination of therapy, medicine, maybe vitamins, exercise, meditation, eating?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe a more holistic approach,
yeah,
using all the components together is more powerful than just a drug?
Oh, yeah. I think drugs should be a last resort. I'm a pharmacist that, you know, I treat drugs as just emergencies to be used. Now, I don't have a mental health issue, so I can't put myself in a position of saying, don't, you know, use an antidepressant or don't use an anti-anxiety agent, because if it helps you, it helps you. Who am I to say? But from a physiologic perspective, drugs, like you said yourself, they all have side effects, and the reason they have side effects is because they're disrupting biochemistry. I mean, they may alleviate symptoms, but they're not, your body doesn't want them, and by the time they get into your bloodstream and into your liver, the body is, metaphorically anyway, saying, get thee Satan behind me. It's trying to break that thing down and get it out of the system as quickly as possible. And not only that, but when you take a drug, your body has to mobilize its precious nutritional resources to detoxify that drug. So copper, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin E, all of these nutrients that are used by the body's detoxification system are going to be redirected to getting rid of the drug rather than to growing muscle or to making your heart work effectively or helping you digest your food. So there's, you know, there's these downsides to them. But on the other hand, like you say, they helped you. And I'm not going to put myself in a position to say not to use them. Nonetheless, I love meditation and yoga. And I was talking to a caller before you got on about the kind of underlying childhood issues, trauma issues that are usually involved in psychiatric illnesses. And I know you said you had a great childhood, but you don't really know what you were programmed with at a young age, right? Like in this
exactly.
Right? When you're a baby, you don't know what your parent, what you heard, or sometimes even the way you were looked at, you know, or what you didn't, the nurturing you didn't get. And so it always seems to me like there's something underlying that needs to be addressed when there's a mental health challenge. And I do have a background, by the way, in psychopharmacology. pharmacology, and my first job was as a pharmacist was in a psychiatric institute where we gave drugs. But this was back in the old days when they didn't, you know, drugs were really primitive. And you know what? And you may know this, psychiatrists don't really know how things work. And they're kind of testing a little of this and a little of that. We'll lower this dose and we'll raise that dose and we'll throw in a little of this medicine and then we'll take this medicine out. And it's all kind of experimental and tweaking and adjusting and dialing things in. And you're lucky. And it's really impressive what you've managed to, how you've managed to overcome. And not only overcome, but really make a difference in the world, because you are making a big difference in the world, helping folks deal with mental health issues. And I want to talk a little bit about this, about your work with women inmates at the Central California Women's Facility. Can you touch on that? We only have about a minute left, but if you could just touch on that real quickly. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's important.
Well, yeah, I do mental health book clubs in women's prisons across the country. And so I do them at different prisons all over. And this past April, Miss Oprah Winfrey graciously accepted my invitation to inspire the women, not for me, for the women inmates. And she came virtually and participated in one of my mental health book clubs in one of the women's prisons.
Wow.
And it was incredible. She impacted the women. She inspired the women. And she graciously, wonderful woman, giving freely of her time to help these people and mental health and awareness. So it was an incredible experience, yes.
Well, you know, what you're doing with your, I don't want to say affliction, but with your experience, we'll say, to really make a difference in the world, to turn what you're suffering and your pain into something that really helps people, it's a really beautiful thing. And I want to acknowledge that. And thank you for what you're doing to make the world a better place. It's really, really impressive, Sonia. So thank you so much for doing that.
And thank
you for coming on The Bright Side as well. Sonia Wasden, her website, soniawasden.com, the book, An Impossible Life. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Sonia. Best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Sonia Wasden, her website, soniawasden.com, and her book, An Impossible Life. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Make sure you check out my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products, as well as the longevity business. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. Till next Saturday, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
And Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.